Let it be to me according to your word. Let's say you have a friend, let's call his name George, and he is in great need, and you want to send a care package to him, some food, but you aren't sure exactly what George would want. You could give it to your buddy, and if he were to bring that to him, he's likely to lose part of it on the way or have it get messed up. So if you're going to send that care package, you're going to give it to somebody who will get it to where it needs to go. But even better, what if you gave it to somebody who could add to that care package? You have a friend, and she knows exactly what George would need. If you give it to him through her, she's going to dress it up. She's going to add to it. She's going to make it beautiful, and it will get to where it needs to go. This is what it means to consecrate our intentions through the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so, some would think that if you're going to go through the Blessed Virgin Mary, what if some of my intention were to get lost? I can go directly to Jesus. But that's absurd, because you don't know how to give everything you want to give as you pray. But if you give it through the Blessed Virgin Mary, she's able to add to your intentions. And so let's look at our passage today, then apply it to both Russia as well as to our own lives. And so we heard these familiar words from the Blessed Virgin Mary. As she heard from God, nothing will be impossible. She was able to believe this more than you and I are able to believe this. And so her response, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord." She was able to commit herself as the Lord's servant, not only more than you or me, but more than anybody who had ever come before. And so she says, "Let it be to me according to your word," according to your word, without dilution, without admixture, according to God's word, she brings forward redemptive history. No one before, no one after, to this extent. And so it is, we have Gabriel, who came to her, knowing her disposition of heart, knowing what her response would be. The very captain of the angels knelt before her and said, "Hail, full of grace." And so, if anyone has any reluctance to make a consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary, if anyone has any reluctance to have any sort of devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, or to hold back in any way, then we don't understand this passage and what we just heard in our gospel today. After all, she is higher than the highest angel. And so we have the traditional prayer to be said before the image of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it really sums up how we can approach the Blessed Virgin Mary at all times. O Mother of God, count us worthy of your compassion. Look upon a people that has sinned. Show forth your power as you always do. Because we put our trust in you, we hail you as once did Gabriel, the captain of the angels. And so it is, when we make our intention for ourselves, for anyone, for Russia and Ukraine, she always adds to it. How much more, yes, if this is true of your prayers, how much more if multitudes had agreed on the same prayer, and she adds to my prayer, to your prayer, to his prayer, to her prayer. How much power is there in that? That's what we've been called to engage in today as we unite our prayers to the Holy Father for Russia and Ukraine, according to the promises of Fatima. We have a principle here that certainly transcends Russia, Ukraine, your need or mine. It's a principle that began with the yes of the Blessed Virgin Mary, because it is from her yes to which all other yeses derive their power. And so it's like this. You know, we know from DNA, isn't this amazing? Have you heard this before? That even scientists have determined that all DNA derives from one female ancestor? Science has determined that. So, yes, we all follow from one ancestor who has fallen, whose yeses to God were very incomplete, as long with everyone after her. But then we have this yes that we recounted from Scripture. And we also descend from her. And so when we unite our yeses to her yes, be it unto me according to your word, and we ask her to perfect our prayers, then truly God's word finally goes forward in the context of redemption. And so let us think about this in the context of Russia and then bring it back to our own lives. Now, we're burdened about the geopolitical strife within the borders and beyond the borders of Ukraine. And so we've been called to, with the Holy Father, unite our prayers for this purpose with his prayers, with his consecration once again. Now, do I know what's best for Ukraine, for Russia? Do you? Even our best intentions fall short. But the intentions of the Blessed Virgin Mary are perfectly aligned to Christ. Yes, by putting our intentions through her, she adds to them, fixes them, make sure they go where they need to go, just like that gift that we imagine to our friend George. So what do we want for Ukraine? We want peace, perhaps, but we don't just want peace. We want Mary's peace, a Marian peace. What's the difference? Remember Pax Romana from our history books, all right? That was useful. It provided Roman roads for the gospel to go forward. But it was a pagan peace and it couldn't last. How about Pax Americana? A lost cause. Now, Jesus says that sometimes he brings not peace, but a sword. Is peace what we really want? At least he brings a spiritual sword, if that's necessary, to dispense with evil and enable truth to go forward. Likewise, for the Blessed Virgin Mary, it is her role to wield a spiritual sword in dispensing with the dragon. So when we ask for peace through the Blessed Virgin Mary, we know it's not just a merely expedient peace so that the world can go back pursuing pleasures again. No, her peace is aligned with truth because it always does away with evil and directs hearts to God. So it's not just any peace that we're after, it's a Marian peace that we're after. Yes, for Ukraine, for Russia, for our own lives, for all times. And so, like any full life, anything complete in life is descended from the new Eve, Mary, who is an agent of redemption after the fall. We recently celebrated the Solemnity of Saint Joseph and his yes to bring forward and protect Mary and the Christ child. But his yes also was derivative of her yes. And so it is for you and me, and the yes that we want to go forward throughout the world. And so we see this as this yes goes forward at the wedding feast of Cana. Remember, she intervened to save the wedding feast, but then what does she say to the servants there who brought the water? Do whatever he tells you. All her intentions go back to the feet of Christ to say, he is Lord. And so it is. All our intentions are perfected and acknowledge the sovereignty of our Lord, who the writer to the Hebrews said, came to do God's will. And so, yes, we want to offer Ukraine and Russia to God, but Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, wants this more than you or I do. And so in light of this, we also, now who are we to consecrate, to unite our prayers to the Holy Father? Who are you and I to consecrate Russia with our prayers to the Blessed Virgin Mary? Well, we can do so with confidence if we consecrate ourselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary. I know some of you have done this, but let us, and some of you are familiar with how St. Maximilian Kolbe famously advocated this for all peoples. So whether you've done this or not, let's hear his words to get this concept aright before we close today. Famous words from St. Maximilian Kolbe, and I'm just going to read, this one's not going to take very long, the core of his consecration for each of us to the Blessed Virgin Mary, because it sets the context, the framework for all other consecrations that we might offer with our prayers, okay? O Immaculate, Queen of Heaven and Earth, refuge of sinners and our most loving Mother, God has willed to entrust the entire order of mercy to you. I, an unworthy sinner, cast myself at your feet, humbly imploring you to take me with all that I am and have wholly to yourself as your possession and property. Please make of me, of all my powers of soul and body, of my whole life, death, and eternity, whatever pleases you. Because of course that is what will please our Lord. There's no difference. If it pleases you, use all that I am and have, without reserve, wholly to accomplish what has been said of you. She will crush your head, and you alone have destroyed all heresies in the whole world. Let me be a fit instrument in your immaculate and most merciful hands for introducing and increasing your glory to the maximum in all the many strayed and indifferent souls, and thus help to extend as far as possible the blessed kingdom of the most sacred heart of Jesus. See, there's no difference between Mary's glory, which only points to his glory, which advances the kingdom of the most sacred heart of Jesus. The psalmist says, may my heart be knit unto thine. Well, that's our prayer, but it was accomplished in the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so our hearts are more knit to that of our Lord Jesus Christ if she assists us in that intention. And so he concludes, for whatever you enter, you obtain the grace of conversion and sanctification. Since it is through your hands that all graces come to us from the most sacred heart of Jesus. And so it is that her yes continued as she followed closest to our Lord at the cross. That sword that pierced his side pierced her heart more than it does you or me. And she received her fallen son, that lifeless body, from the cross. How? In hope. Remember Michelangelo's Pietà? How is she looking, that statue? Her hands are spread open. Or one hand is spread open. That is a prayer of hope. She sees hope where you and I see none. And so this is her unfolding yes, even in the darkest hour. So when you or I struggle to have hope, we go through her. And she has sufficient expectation to bring about redemption grace, even for such a case as Ukraine and Russia, and even for such a case as you and me. And so this is why we consecrate, yes, Russia and Ukraine to Mary, and this is why we consecrate ourselves to Mary, because she is not afraid to stand by the cross and receive our lifeless bodies and offer them up in hope. Yes, she adds not only to our prayers to the Ukraine, but she dresses up and adds and makes beautiful our prayers for ourselves, even our very souls. So may that yes be brought to fruition in all things as we consecrate our intentions to our Lord Jesus Christ through her.